but they might see it and they might be interested in coming out.
Hey,
so,
hey, that was right there.
Where was that? That's probably my case.
Yeah.
Double check, Swal, before you take another bite of what could be my cake. So just wait. Is it, okay. Swal.
But anyways, you know what I mean?
Okay,
I was,
we're good.
I was just trying to figure out what's going on because I don't want to assault some groups of people.
Okay.
The only thing is you're eating my other cake and you're eating this cake too, so thank you very much.
But, Julian, while working in a bank, I'm sure the meetings you've been partaking in probably aren't as, or maybe even more passionate, who knows.
Yes.
They don't barter work very much in a bank.
What? Oh, no, we do,
There's room to negotiate.
I'll make an example. Edgar. We would get him here to introduce him to the Grand Barn thing. Well, there's a lot. There's a campground. There's wood and stuff like that. So, so the presentation you made, that's sort of the presentation that will be happening. So you're showcasing this place to eventually clear that 6,000 and make more, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and my interest as a constructor, it's like, well, I see a lot of potential in renovating that and participating in a group of people. So if we get like 100 people, we say, well, maybe I can give $200 a month to support this place while it's being happening. Well, you're up at 20,000.
Just like an introduction, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, so basically, because that's what I'm trying to get in my mind. This gathering, in my mind, is a gathering. It's to kind of get the people that someone will come here and be like, wow, you know what? With that, I can do this and have people come and I can have like his own event using the venue. You know what I mean?
Well, the question here is how do we maximize the investors then? Like,
well, actually,
basically,
it's like this right now. It's like you invited everybody here.
Yeah.
You
we're all coming
place.
In our own time.
It's
yeah.
not like you're saying, okay, Shark, hey, how you doing? $20, this is $40, thing. It's like what we're doing right now. This is what we're doing. And he's saying, hey, I want to have an event that I have my people come, and then they'll be like, hey, you know what? We can do lots. We can do this. We can do that, and have, like, people from around, and who will come and be like, you know what? No problem. I'll pay you $10 or entry fee or whatever, and have, like, you know, like...
But that's it, Troll. This event is happening now. I'm finding people, but the summer season is starting. Like, concerts and stuff are going to be happening here. So that's why hiking and bringing.
Birthday thing was one of your concerts that would.
It is going to be. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
It's an event.
Part of it is, but then the other part is.
It's a hybrid because of the shortness of time. Like if. You know, had I more time,
I could have done a
big party.
Locally, you could be like, you know what? Are you here? What are you here? Oh, I'm here. I heard some music and wanted to come and just hang out for the day. Okay, then, boom.
I think there'd be more people wanting to rent the barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, we got bands coming on the band, like the motherfuckers, whatever, and they're like, you see the place? I think they might say, wow, like, this could be a great place for our show for us.
Yeah.
They're going up, they're a growing band. I think they're trying to create a fan base, and they're from around here, too, so that the place is...
Well, my thing is how do we get... Because right now, like, I've got,
How do we get?
I've got...
Like, if he invites someone who comes here and says, you know what, I'll pay you $2,000 to have an event for so many days, pay $2,000 to use your land.
And that's what I've been saying. Like, the collaborators... you read my writing. If you read what I've written, then you... Then that's what I'm saying. It's like, now... the people who would be 20 would be just a person on the just a random, like not one of our friends, not one person I've been talking to. Like basically everyone I've invited here, the merchants, everyone, are friends and artists, but none of my other friends who are acquaintances have signed up saying they want to be going to this thing. And I'm not pushing them, you know, pay $20. But I know that, you know, I've got some friends, all they do is play video games. And I've, you know, but they, you know, they're not as interested in this as events. So, but if there is, you know, if I get things rolling with other people and there's concerts, at some point they'll be interested in coming, you know. So, but,
But it's secure that first 100.
Yes.
100 crew, or the 20 collaborators and the 80 followers, put it that way. You know, like if the motherfuckers, like what was it to be said? Because, well, at $20, our friends will come from Montreal.
Yeah.
You know? If it's free and then you have a chart, they will donate, this is the cost, this is where we're aiming, we can do garden plots, we can do rent trailers, and you have a list, and an event like tonight, you know, our cost is about $2,000, and we'd like to cover it, you know, do you have ideas, and people will donate, like honestly, people will donate, but if I'm in, you know, if they're coming, I think the point is, if the motherfucker comes and bring 20 people, well, the idea is that they really enjoy it, so the next time they come with 100 people, then you charge. You say, okay, well, I'll take that concert, or they'll book an event here. You know, so it's not like you were saying once a month, but, you know, even at 100 people at $20, that's $2,000 a month. You don't cover it.
Could you,
don't even cover your costs, your own living expenses.
No.
So.
Well, I like, I think it's a little off topic, but from renting these places, like, are you working with both? The Oktoberfest or something gathers a lot of people. Is it that kind of event you're trying to bring here? Or
No. It would be probably like, say if I had I would ballpark it maybe 500 people maximum, I guess. Like, I mean, we have the property to have 5,000, I guess, but, I mean, our vibe is probably more low-key, you know?
Okay,
want to keep rustic, so...
And your business is operating as usual? Also.
Yeah, exactly. We have, you know, the occasional
problem
campus.
The problem between 100 to 500 is that the 100 number can be, quote, underground, you know, I say. And if you go to 500, then it's public.
Yeah. So.
And right now, the way the thing is, you can have 500 people upstairs, but you're not secure.
No, and that's at the start.
And then you're trusting people to shut up, and then somebody will fall, and then you don't
interesting.
But I mean, but
because the stairs are illegal, the building is almost collapsing.
But that's it, and that's my thing. Is what I work with what I. So that's why it's like a concert with a.
Sorry if I have some.
No. Well, no, but this is good. This is productive. And the thing is if I think about, you know, and why I say once a month a big event, if this is a practice run too, to, you know, can we take care of 100 people? Because then it could be like four times a month. Like every weekend there could be a concert.
Yeah.
And if there's four times, then it's 8,000. And hey, there's that actually money to cover costs and invest back into the business a bit. And, you know, and that's just one day of it. You know, concert. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential. So basically, maybe, you know, it's to figure out in the literature, people who are, you know, want to donate to this. And again, I don't want, like, I want to get away from forcing people to pay, but to support us. And I want to get that kind of feeling. Because obviously we need money, but we don't want money. It's like, you know, it's just that we needed to eat and survive, but
you're not going to resolve it in one concert.
No, and exactly that. That's
do a following. Like, how long did it take Peter to create a following?
I know, but you're what, 40? So we've worked basically a lot to subsidize. So what you end up is you end up subsidizing your dream. So if others want to come and see it live on, and or support you while it's happening. A lot of the people don't want to be stuck in the system. If you want to be stuck in the system, you won't be able to do what you're doing here. So you're going to have to, instead of looking at your glass as empty, start looking at it as full. And, you know, how you can do a parallel. You know, like the system is there, you want to add your own thing, like you said, you know, safety or whatever, but it's going to have to be with what you've got and what you can actually do. Because, you know,
so, Mom, in terms of what's coming up in April, like, and how I've been saying is, like, the people who want to, like, okay, we've got artists, merchants, you know, coming on board, collaborators, and, you know, I have told them that I won't be charging them to be here, right?
See, that's the thing, Taylor. I'm in the middle, right? You want to have your thing with everybody. They want money.
No, you need money because...
I need you to fix things for me.
And I fix things. Monsters,
hopefully.
But I'm that guy. I'm the negotiate. You negotiate something.
You're a negotiator.
No, you're on the same side as Mom. Sorry, Saul. I mean, you're family.
When you have the real background owners being like pressuring you. We need this. We want that. We want this.
Because right now, Saul, you have no pressure. There's no pressure because.
Like I said, 21 years. You either go in the right direction. If not, close doors.
And you'll have many doors.
Because you
know
what?
I'm at 40 and I'm opening new doors.
Hold on. You know what? Wait. I want to get a conversation going, guys. So I mean. I'm gonna include some other people in the room. So.
I'm just wondering.
You're soaking in a lot tonight. Basically, you know, digesting it all.
This venue, I'm still confused about this venue. But I mean, as far as supplemental income, you know, in the barn and stuff, like, what stops you from inviting bands and doing like, concerts and doing carries?
Nothing.
Why couldn't this just completely? I mean, this is one thing. This is one venue. I agree with this venue, right? Of course, there are people that want to get together, and from a musician's side, which I am, there are bands that want to play, and there's bands that want exposure. Okay, and if you're looking to supplement your income, I think bands are a great way to go, because bands, in turn, will turn around and say, well, I know a place that you can go that doesn't cost a lot of money, and you can throw a concert, right? And put the figure, like, you guys are financial, okay? You guys put the figures together. The band can rent a hall for so much. You charge the entry fee, and they still get their, they still make revenue, and you guys still make revenue. But I think music is a huge avenue to take an approach to. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of, I'm from the States, right? I have the Western mentality. So, you know, for us musicians, every man that's ever been a musician, anybody that's ever picked up a guitar, we've all wanted to be some kind of freaking guitar hero right up on stage and doing all that stuff. You gotta make a way to get it done, but you gotta do it smart. So that you gotta figure out, you know, what's gonna be fair to the band, what's definitely going to be profitable to us, you know, and you've already got the food menu, you've got all that, you've got everything sitting here. I don't know what's stopping you from doing, from inviting bands every weekend to do concerts.
I'm, you know, approaching something, and that's the thing, it's like, right now, like, for me, like, I play music, but I never hope, you know, I've been busy trying to work and, you know, and keep this going. But that's it. I am, and I'll be honest about it, learning as I go. Because that is, I realize it's like, you know, and that's why I actually have a band out of Kingston, Justin Andre, a great guy. And, you know, he's going to be here April 28th. And I put it out, you know, feelers to other bands. And I just, you know, if you know any good areas where I could put, you know, the venue up or I don't know, like, and by the way, if you've got a band, maybe let's get a show going.
Yeah, Luke play around.
Yeah, but
well,
you are from the States. You have 250 million people.
Yeah.
We've got 30 million stretched over, you know, like here is true. And it's
you got one good name, dude, and you can drag almost you could drag a lot of people into this problem.
But the problem is right now,
if you guys say that the board needs renovation, you can have to start small. You can't start huge.
If
it needs renovation,
that's where we're at.
But in COVID issues, let's start with local stuff first.
That's where we're starting.
Now you're getting to code again. So once you get, you start all of this and you want to go that way, it's impossible.
We'll put it another way. I want to know what you gotta say
because you just told me something's impossible.
Because you know what? It's like, it's amazing. You all want to go off. You all want to go off to the woods and not have to deal with all the rules and regulations, and then you are putting yourselves right back in it. So.
Personally, I want to be in the woods, but here I would be investing on bringing other public.
Let's clarify, or maybe summarize, because I know for myself to code what I mean is if I invite, because I know I could probably do a show for 500 people, but I want them to be safe. And that would be, that's what I want to build up to. And I'm assuming that's what you mean by, because I don't want to necessarily make inspectors happy, but I want to make my crowd safe because I want people to have a good time, because as a host, that's my priority.
But even there, I mean, when you start with the barn, and even when it, I mean, you guys are talking about building the barn, and this is not profit. If you think I'm talking about profit for me, I don't care.
I'm talking about profit for you guys.
You know, so what I'm talking about is when you do your local band, you get this barn thing going, that's one avenue. But if you're talking about going 500 people, you're going to have to make an outdoor stage. And when you do it, you kind of do, I don't know, man. I'm sure you're aware, it's a setting, somewhat not quite as big as Woodstock, but if you're talking about 500 people...
No, you don't want Woodstock.
I'm talking about in principle, where the people were outside because there was no indoor venue that was big enough. No, only in principle. So your outdoor thing would have to be on the property as well. If you're talking about 500, I don't know how many people would be in that barn.
That is more hypothetical.
Square feet, you can have 500 per. What do you do? I can't even apply the code. I
know, but what do you do?
I think the 500 is a number. For me, it's more future because I'm more concerned about making it through the summer. So, and I like what you're saying about bringing in the axe and. So that's something, I am getting...
There's a lot of places, of empty places all around. In Montreal, I had 3,000 square feet for 1,100. There's still a lot of venues to happen. People are renting storage houses for much less than that.
Then again,
all the 500 people venue always crashed in Montreal, everywhere. Like if that crowd you want to bring, it goes down.
So what's the sustainable?
Metropolis was what? In the Compagnie, it's coming home. 2,000.
Oh, that's.
So now they change it into. It's still a concert, but it's. But it went down, you know, but that's a real party place, you know. It's got all the securities and the lighting and the fixture. The problem is it's not being off the grid. Is that you're inviting people that are on the grid, that are dealing with insurance and are dealing with lawyers and are dealing with that. You know, like if I'm inviting people on my land, you know, I'm not inviting five. I invited 16 of my closest friends. I didn't invite my family because they wouldn't handle the ad hocity of it. You know, like here it's ad hoc. You know, like for the people being here for a long time, it functions because you know they know around.
It functions why? Because you
Did you ever have 500 strangers coming
here? You cannot.
No.
Why?
And that's it, I
think. No, you know why? Because you cannot. How do you that?
Yeah.
You are not in the middle of the tundra where there's no, you are in a social setting here. There, you've got neighbors over there. You've got limitations at what can take place here. This is agricultural heritage.
I'm thinking the sweet number of people would be 200.
I
think the 500 were going too much on that.
Having,
and we're still going on it. But but you know what? I still think a comfortable.
I think the born
200.
There's no problem. Yeah. If you 500, it's not that
we had parties every month.
If you're burning.
And the first party we had, we told our friends, invite all your friends. Open house. And it was 2,000 square feet. And we maintained 100 people all night.
Yeah, well, that's it. We really got,
we had between
you guys busy next Saturday? Like,
because people won't stay here the whole time.
Okay, how about you?
They'll come and then they'll leave. They have other
people. Sorry, are you busy next Saturday? I want to make sure that, okay, I go through with this. I can give you guys the full tour. And Sunday, too, I have... I have the Lindell from Bose, the events coordinator.
Yeah.
So she's really excited about this place. I've sent her. So she's coming on Sunday, 2:00 Sunday. I'm giving you the heads up. We'll give her the tour. If you guys, you know, think you might be busy on the weekend, if there was like one day to have, maybe make it Sunday. But for sure, I'll be here.
What about tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to be here till about lunch, and then I have to do that party. But if you guys want to be here, I'll be
or
here.
Or Monday or whatever. Like, we're all not working. You're the only one working.
And I have Monday off, too. So I can...
I don't think we should... Because now we're
let's
going
do
from
Monday.
Weekend to weekend. It's too far.
It is.
You know, maybe... It's got to be... Like, for me here, Constructor, I see that there's a possibility of renovating the house and thing, and then being part of the venue... Maybe not organizing the concert, but I would sure definitely be part of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know the work there, so if we can make this place a money-making machine...
No, at least the break-even.
That's it. The more people you bring in, the more money you're going to make. Mm-hmm.
See, when you guys mention it,
Cleared for guests, essentially. So, but I mean, like I said, April 28th, I have someone from Kingston
that
I'm trying to get, but that's where Luke, I have been putting out feelers, it's like hitting the ground running, because I mean, a lot of things have happened really fast, and
this
is good, because I know at least when you're telling me, affirmed, okay, this is where to go with it, bringing in new, because there's a thing, right? Those bands that would come on, say, the Earth Day, they'll work maybe half an hour set or anything, like a teaser. They get to see it, and it's like, hey, let's you guys let's do a concert, we'll fill it up.
And they have to figure out the magazine for years, the affiliate. So this Actually, it became, it started as a fan base, you know, not monthly, but, you know, as a newsletter, and it grew from there. And then the Grand Barn became actually the physical.
My biggest
problem
is
where it doesn't matter. That's where you could actually.
How do you think, like,
I could? But he had a
fan
base.
Well,
the problem is right now.
It's not
a, about
no,
having
a fan base. It was not a fan base.
But that's what we're working on, Mom. We're working on making sure that you can relax and you can go and sleep somewhere, and we'll. That's what this is. That's what we're doing. So don't worry.
What I see within myself is a true sense of community, right? When I see, when I hear something like 6,000 eyes, all I hear is need, okay? For me, it's you got to meet that need, and then you worry about yourself, right? We also have needs, yeah. But for this thing, for this venue to take off, get a table, we also, as a community, have to take care of this place.
Yeah.
You know?
Do we want to get involved in agriculture, because we got 250
we've got all these plants,
so.
And that's another side project,
so
which, you know.
If we're going to survive on or become independent from the grid, and then we, like,
you
I'm
guys,
not going to be the farmer out there.
You guys catch
not.
The meat, I'll grow the plants and the vegetables, hey,
you know,
why not?
Exactly.
Let's,
Well,
that's it. You remove food. I mean,
okay.
Food's a big part of the budget.
I'll join the agricultural
product.
And I'll join the sugar bush part. And we'll all collaborate and then bring out that. We'll get organized.
And not only
and
vegetables, but
money
what people term as weeds
if we don't need
are very nutritious. And you know what? Dandelion, stinging nettle, red these things grow everywhere here. They're nutritious. You don't need herbicides.
Like
they grow like weeds.
See,
well, that's
when you
that's
see
one of the
big outsole,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like here, just a hydro. So if you can find
yeah.
It, you know, if you can find, if you cannot find it, a hydro here is 500 minimum, and we don't heat up.
I tell you, my house is 500 minimum.
No, we don't heat up the hydro.
No, you don't.
No, we don't. We have only a hot water tank.
That's it?
Yeah,
that's
well, the basic thing is like, for this summer, my goal would be something that could feed a family, friends, and then stuff like this. So, obviously, like, if we can meet those numbers, then we know that, okay, the system's working, like, you know. If we're not even barely feeding ourselves, then obviously we're not making enough to sell.
So, like
7,000
a year, so we're the down. And now,
and that's true. Yeah.
You didn't catch on that the hydro thing, you could put solar panels on like your barn.
There
is
only 10K.
But now it's, there's no room for it on the hydro grid.
She's very funny. But see, we were talking
yeah,
anyway.
Otherwise, they'll give you $1,000 a year for 20
years.
Yeah,
if you rent it or
you
use
it, I
think.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Yes, that is it. Yeah. So that is close to thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Otherwise, then we can go.
That's the biggest thing. Someone who listens, I respect a lot.
He can observe the grain, but he knows a lot more.
Yeah.
Nobody would know what he
knows.
Nobody talks to this man.
It's on your shoulders.
Yeah,
he knows a lot more. No one's giving it to you.
No, you need to.
So the revenue, you know, if they pay you 80 cents a day, and you pay 20 cents a day.
Hey, when you actually listen.
Well, the heck is this money going to come?
Yeah, excellent.
Nobody wanted the solar panels, but now everybody wants.